halacha, it's Gemara Baruchas, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, that if someone is besupik, he's not sure if he benched, he knows he ate a shiur, k'day svi'i, he's chayv in Bechus HaMazon, he's chayv to bench, he's not sure if he benched. The din is, he has to bench misafik. If he bench again, misafik. Even though we know there's a klal, Savik Baruchas L'Hakul, all know the Baruchas. If you're not sure if you made a bracha, we say Savik Baruchas L'Hakul, you don't make the bracha. The chiluk is, all the brachas are derabanan, and it's based on the klal, Savik derabanan L'Hakul. And then, if you're not sure, you don't make the bracha. But Bechus HaMazon is a mitzvah, as I say in the Torah, Bechal Tesevat Derachta, it's a chiv deraisa, so then we have the klal, Savik deraisa L'Chumra. So if you're not sure if you benched, if you're not sure if you said Bechus HaMazon, you have to bench again.
You have to say yes to say the whole benching, or you could just say in the first
bracha
they
shenyotzi
in
the
bracha.
In the Kutei Pi Chodosh, in the back of our Chaim, in the Kutei Dalet, you have the Pi Chodosh from the Gedolei Achronim, the early Achronim. In the back of the Pi Chodosh, you have the Kutei Pi Chodosh, just some extra Likutim. And in the Kutei Dalet, the Pi Chodosh, if someone is Mesupik, if he benched, and he's benching over because of Safak Dreisel in the Chumra, can it be Moitzi someone else that did not bench at all? Mitam Bada. The din is that if someone did not bench, he wants you to be mitzi him. The marshal, two people are someplace, and one of them knows how to bench balpeh, they don't have a bencher, the other one needs him to be mitzi him. But what if the first person already is misupik if he benched? So he's only chayav misupik. Can he be mitzi the person who's chayav about it? Look like the pre-chadosh. Very good. Oh, very good. That's the Pichadosh. Pichadosh wants to say, it's very big, it's a very short piece. He wants to say, this should be Tony, the famous Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rajba. If Savak Dereis Lechumra is Midereis and Midabana, the whole reason why we do Savak Dereis Lechumra, you have to do it over, if you're not sure, is that Minatayr? Was that Midabana? The Rambam she did, it's only Midabana. The Rajba holds, it's Minatayr. The Mok in the Torah for this. Joshua, maybe it's going to be a Moshe Tully, the way the whole Shev Shemayit, Shemayit's Alnof is Mayach and this Machlekes. Now, the point of Pichosh wants to say, if you hold Sofik Dereis and Chum is only Midarbonon, like the Rambam, then you cannot be Maisi this person who's Mechuyiv in benching Dereis. Because you're not Mechuyiv Kamaisai. But if you hold Sofik Dereis and Chum is Midareis, like the Rashba, so you're also Mechuyiv Midareis. You could be Maisi the other person. That's Pichosh. The Kivegan and Shuba, Simavah, wants to think Zachan is Pichosh. He wants to say no. He says, even according to the Rashba, that holds Sofik Dereis and Chum is Midareis, is Minatayr. But it's not mitam badai, it's still mitam sofik. It doesn't mean that you're badai mechuyiv. If klapei shmaya galia, if it would be known that he actually benched before, his bechus mazon now would not be a chetza bechus mazon. He already benched, he's not mechuyiv. The din of sofik, the Reis Lechumra tells you that this is what you should do. This is how you should be knowing mesofik. This is, you should go bench again. And even if klapei shmaya galia, even if it turned out he actually did bench before, it would not be bracha batala. He did the right thing. He definitely did the right thing. He benched again, but the whole benching is only mesafik. Even though it's minatayr, but minatayr is telling you what to do. The Torah is telling you, in the case of mesafik, do it again. Be machmir.
You need a raya for that.
Oh, he has raya. Of course, kivegi being raya. Yes, that's the tshuva. But the nice thing is kivegi is tying on the pichodesh.
The second guy has something to raya.
If he's a guy, there would always be something, also might be a problem, because maybe he benched, maybe he didn't.
The Yeah, that's right.
So what happened? In case he would be Moisi Mekundim Kivega, it would be a Suffolk if he's Zetza. If Kabish my guy, he didn't bench, it was a Chatz of Bechza Mazen, then he'd be Moisi, and if not, so then he'd be coming in the case of Zark. The Pichosha obviously understood that according to the Rashba, that Sogdei Sochumah means that it's a chi mitambadai. The same Torah is machayev someone to bench if when he ate and he's seveya. The same Torah is machayev and misafik. It's really chim etan varim. That's enough to be mighty someone. We can't get
tzaddik. There's a rule in Natalia. You have to bench.
But that's not enough to. Oh, maybe if you chal this hole, that since they rough until you have to bench, yeah, that's enough to be mighty. Okay, the Kegis sorry is that the mice is only a mitam suffix. This is only mitam suffix on the side that he already benched, and this is not really a chef to be a
chumash. It's a chiv natali, it's a bring a shmatali. Even though the goyim is a suffix,
the toilism, that's something else. That's the whole chef. The whole chef is a shmatali. That's what a shmatali is. You're not going to say in case he didn't do that, bayer, the ashram was not a
shmatali. So maybe it's also a lofu.
The Chava here in Lakewood, Tamchoch and Bitzak Breish, he made a sefer Mishmani Yaretz on Sechta Saita, the Chachas, and in his sefer, the Chachas Amav, he had a Shena Ura, Chere right, the Pichodesh, not like the Kivega from the Chuvah Zeran. The Ran is a Chuvah, and Simon and Alam, it's brought down, the Shev Shemaitz, the Shemaitz Alam, Per Gimel. It goes on the Halacha, the Gemara in the Dorm says, that Tzadik, I have Torah in the Dorm, a person wants to be Mati Neda, he goes to Chochmi as a Pesach, he's Mati Neda. You can only be Mati Neda if the Neda was Chal. But if a person made a Neda in the future, for example, he made a Neda that next Tuesday I will not eat Basa that day, you cannot be Mati Neda now. You have to wait until the Neda takes effect. You have to wait until Tuesday when the Issa Basa, the Issa Tiv meat, is Chal, and then that's when you can be Mati Neda. You cannot be Mati Neda early. That's the Gemara in the Dharm. Klet the Ran in the Tshuva Shaila, what about Bein HaShmashas of Tuesday? It comes already Monday night, it's Bein HaShmashas. Now already you cannot eat Basa, because it's a Suffolk, maybe it's already Tuesday, it's a Suffolk Deraisa, a Chumra. It's already a Suffolk Nadarim. But is it already enough that now you can be Mati Neda? Is that called the Neda took effect, the Neda was Chal, that you can be Mati Neda? Klet the Ran. Well, the Suffolk is, maybe Bein HaShmashas is really still Monday, maybe it's the day before, the Neda was not Chal, so you cannot be Mati Neda. What do you say, the fact that it's that Suffolk derives from Chumrah, you have to be Neda Neda, that already is a reason, it's already considered the Neda was Chal, and you can be Mati Neda. That's the Ran Suffolk. The Ran wants to say, this should be told in the Machlokes Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, the Suffolk derives from Chumrah is only Midrabanan. The only reason why you have to be Machmir Bein HaShmashas, Misafik, is Midrabanan. That's not called the Neda was Chal, but the Raisa wasn't Chal at all. But if you hold like the Rashba, and Safik the Raisa from the Chumrah is Minatoya, so you see, it's considered like the Neda was Chal already. Minatoya, you have to be Machmir as if it's Tuesday, as if it's the next day. So the Neda was Chal, so you could be Mati Neda. So this Mishmani Yaretz wants to tell you that this is a Chorek Defi Chodesh. You see, like if you chodesh hold that Safik the Raisa Chum is Mitam Badai, it's considered the Neda was Chal, Mitam Badai. If you hold it in Kivega, that Sabbath Yisrael Chumrah is only Mitam Sofik, and it's really possible Klapi Shema Yigalia is still Monday Bein HaShmashas, and the Neda wasn't Chal, so why can't you be Mati Neda? Even according to the Rashba, at the same time, and Chiri, this Ram is a Raya to Pichol Shem Kivega.
So, why do you have to wait to be Mati Neda?
That's the halacha, and the Neda has to be there to be Mati Neda. Torah Sedarim goes on a Neda. The Neda was
Chal. The Neda has to be there, or is it because
you
have to stop.
You
have to be
mad for
something. You have to stop.
A little bit deeper, but I want to say something like that, but let me, with a shtickle hakdama. I wanted to say, with a shtickle kevet shirim from Rochanan. Rochanan in kevet shirim, Babasad af kevchof, it's ice chin slam achbab in the sefer. Rochanan brings down the kasha, one of the Talmidim is the Mabachim Branavish is the Makasha. The Gemara Babasa of Kavchov says over there that Sheela of Hektish, you could be shown Hektish. The same, similar to the Mati Nede, you could be shown Hektish. A person makes a carbon, he could go to a Chacham, and as though he Mati Nede, if he has a Pesach and Charata, he could be shown on Hektish and make an ice carbon, the car. The Gemara says, even by Shrite Chutz, you could also be Mati Nede, you could also be shown on Hektish. In case someone did that very, he took a carbon which is supposed to be Shechted in the base of Mikdash, and he Shechted it Chutz the base of Mikdash, which is a lab in the Torah. He could be shoyel on the hektish and make it ice carbon mikar. It was never a carbon, like being mati neda, and it will not be oyv shvutei chutz. So this bracha is the kasha. The Gemara says in Shavuos that chazayin rabeis ochla kuma ein nishon olav. It's a similar halacha to what we said before. It's a different halacha. The Gemara says the moshul, the person made a neda on asara kikris, not to eat 10 loaves of bread. He points to them, these 10 loaves I'm not going to eat, and he eats all of them. then he must be Mati Neda. He can't be Mati Neda. Since he ate all the kikers, all the loaves, and it's not negay anything, just to take off his Adeira, you cannot be Mati Neda. Hatasada has to be that it's negay or something. If he ate 9 of the loaves, and there's one loaf left, one loaf of bread left, and he wants to be Mati Neda, then he could be Mati Neda, because he wants to be Mati that loaf, and then in Mela, he'll take off the Neda, he won't be over the Adeira on the first line also. But there has to be something left. As a main law, this bach is like this. Mesh took a bakiyas, he's a young bach, and he had to find a bakiyas from Tesla Kedushin. Tesla Kedushin, after Zayin says that when someone is over the veil, shute chutz, that's paka kedushasan. That takes off the kedusha from the carbon. Once you do that aveir, it takes off the whole kedusha of the carbon. There's no kedushin after the carbon. It's paka. So, this bach is, the Gemara does say that shute chutz is also bahana. I taste it says it's paka kedusha. The kedusha's carbon goes off. What does it mean? It's also by another. The teretz is they have to say this is not what. But shud dechutz. Once you do the shud dechutz, it's paka kedusha. That's something else. That's
the
Maybe, but he's asking this. But by shchut dechutz, what's the halacha? Why is it asa b'hana? If it's no more kedushas carbon, the Torah says you have to say that issa no shchut dechutz has nothing to do with the carbon. It's a separate issa. This avei or shchut dechutz creates an issa. It's a dove and matuv in the Torah. The thing was shechta b'chutz. It's asa b'hana. It's a separate issa, but it's not the issa of the original carbon. It's the main law of zvacha. It's the b'chana kasha. How could you be shoyel on the carbon if the shud dechutz? If the shud dechutz, it's like achlo chumah. There's nothing left. There's nothing left from this carbon. This carbon was pakas b'shasa. You have this not. You have this thing left. This is sana. This is sana. The separate issa. The separate issa. But there's nothing left from the original nether. It's like he ate all things.
Then
you would be then if it wasn't pakas kedusha, then there'd be something left from the original carbon. Benegeya. There'd be some sort of issa kachim. Then you would say that's what you're being shoyel on.
It should be asked about the carbon,
but since this says in Kedushin that in Zion that this pocket is also, so there's nothing left. Why did Gemara say Babas Tavkuvchav? You could be shown in that. The Gemara in Shuas Tachav Zion says Achlosumul. You cannot be shoyled. There's nothing left. The final bacha. He's asking from the Gemara Babas, from the Gemara in Shuas, and from the text in Kedushin. He's asking so Cheshbon the Kakasha. So what? How could you be shoyled on Shud Dechutz? So B'chanan is in the back, he says, good kasha, and Kashmir writes, but he says, Dafin Zogin, that this halacha, that you can only be shoyol on a neder, if it's negay or something, doesn't have to be a nafkamina of the neder itself. It could be any nafkamina which is bo machmas a neder, even something which came because of the neder. For example, this issa, shchut echutz, even though you're right, that it's a zaitage issa, it's a separate issa, it's not the issa of kachim, but since this issa shchut echutz came because of the kachim, if it wouldn't have been kachim, it never would have been shchut echutz, it never would have been shchut, it never would be asa b'hana.
So you can say by the loss also.
What's the nafkamina there? That's not the nafkamina of a poil. You want to take off your aveira, I guess that's not the nafkamina. But here, there is a nafkamina of a poil. You want to take off this issa hana of a vaita. This is sanof in the shulchan zvaita, and the bacha is that luchay that is sanof is not the original hektish. There's nothing left from the original hektish. But the Teretz says there's nothing left from the original hektish, but there is something which was the teitzah of the original hektish, something that came out. That original hektish created this is sanof shudechot. So luchan said that's enough for this din of achlosun that you should be able to matineh to be shown on the hektish because it's still negiya something. And luchan brings a raya to it. His raya is from that shulchan zvaita that we said. Chana quoted over that same Shuvah Saran, which might bring down. Shuvah Saran says again that a person made a neder not to eat basa on Tuesday. When it comes Monday night being a shmoshes, the Ram wants to say, according to the Rajva, the Suffolk the Reis and the Chumra is minatoya, you could be mati neder ready from being a shmoshes. So B'chanan writes if a dover posha, he named don't like to be kivega. Suffolk Reis and Chumra, if Dr. B'chanan he named don't like to be kivega, is only Chumra misafik. Doesn't mean for sure. There's a chance that it's still Monday. Klapish my guy, it might still be Monday, and he's not chayit, and it's not stopped. Why does the Ran say that according to the Rajba, this is enough to matter? The Teretz is that this nigga is a little bit like I think Ritzi was saying that this din of that you cannot be matter neder until the neder starts doesn't mean the neder itself has to start. Just mean it has to be a nafkamina from the neder. And since this nafkamina neder would happen when Ben Shmoshes, the Sofik Reis and Nuchumra would happen even mitam Sofik, that's enough of a reason to be Mati neder. It's a main according to the Bechonis, and for the Kireg, and for the Horaya. Really, it doesn't mean that according to the Ran, that some guy still in the Chumrah means that's going to be Tam Badai. Like if you Chodesh understood, that for sure the Nether was Chal. Maybe really it's going to be Tam Sofik, and it's possible the Nether wasn't Chal. But even if the Nether wasn't Chal, but Sofik the Rest of the Chumrah took effect, you don't know that, and there was enough Kamina of Sofik the Rest of the Chumrah, you have to be knowing as if the Nether was Chal, and that's enough for this thing to be shown that that's trying to shoot the Ran, so it'll come out good even quick for Kivega. What the Pichadish wanted to say, according to his Habana, that Safik derives from Chum is Mitam Babai, and that's why, according to the Rashba, you could be Maitzi somebody who didn't bench at all. But the Pichadish did say, according to the Rambam, you cannot. According to the Rambam, you cannot be Maitzi because if he also derives from Chum is only Midabonon, the Rabonon cannot be Maitzi Midaraisa. So the Kivegi is a question that also he says, even if you hold the Pichadish, why does he hold, according to the Rambam, that Safik the Raisa Nuchum is Midabonan, you cannot be Moitzi the other person who's Chayim and Bechus Mazen the Raisa. Obviously, the Pichosh is talking about somebody a Kedei Sviya. Chayim Bechus Mazen the Raisa is only if you Kedei Sviya, which is Shia Gregus, a little more than a Kedaias. Chazal, it's Kimluhu that Gregus, even for Oyman Chaboshan, it does something, the Gemara says, it's Kedei Sviya. But if you don't eat Kedaias, you're not Chayim Bechus Mazen the Raisa. Kzayis is not still of a person, and Kzayis is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Chazal Masakin benching on a Kzayis with d'rabbanan. But with the right to learn chayiv kedei sviyah. The effect of kivayga, the aloch is klar aloch and shechan arach, that if one person eats a Kzayis, and he's only chayiv and bechus mazim d'rabbanan, he could be moitzi someone else who's chayiv, who ate kedei sviyah, who's chayiv with the right. I, the Gemara says that Noshim and Ketanim, the Gemara says in Baruchas Tafim Ches, that Noshim and Ketanim, and the Chaf and Brachos also, the Nashim Ketanim cannot be Moitzi and Ish, because women are not Chayim and Bechus Mazim and Dereis, the Nashim are only Chayim and Rabbanan, because the Koshin of the Bris of the Torah, different reasons, the Gemara is different Drashas, the Nashim are only Chayim and Rabbanan and Bechus Mazim. The Gemara says, the issue is Chayim and Rabbanan, cannot be Moitzi and Ish, it's Chayim and Dereis. So Tosis says, so what's the difference? How come an Isha cannot be Moitzi and Ish, because she's only Chayim and Rabbanan, but a perp and an Ish who ate Shia Kazayis could be Moitzi and Isha? So Tosis answers, Teretz is that Noshim Ketanim ain't b'nei chiyuv d'oraisa klal. The reason is Noshim Ketanim are not b'nei chiyuv d'oraisa klal. And the Kivayeg explains, Tosis means like this, the real reason why one person could be might see somebody else is midin avos. And midin avos, I'm b'chiyuv in all the mitzvahs in Torah, not only for myself, I'm b'chiyuv for everybody else. But that only goes on mitzvahs that you're b'chiyuv in. Mitzvahs that you're b'chiyuv in, you have avos to help everybody else do the mitzvah. Zotim Kirega, Be'etzem, really, Nidin Avis, you can be Moitzi someone in the mitzvah, even if you're not Mukhiv at all. Even if you eat at all, you see someone that needs the bench, he doesn't know how to bench, you could be Moitzi him, even without eating at all, Midaraisa. This halacha that you have to eat something is only the Rabbanon. Rabbanon Masakin, that you should have to bench at least yourself. So for that, the Rabbanon Masakin said, no, if you're Mukhiv Midarabbanon, if you ate a Kazayis, you're Mukhiv Midarabbanon, you have to bench, you could be Moitzi someone who's Mukhiv Midaraisa. But that's only on an Ish, who's a B'nei Chiv Deraisa. But an Isha, who are not B'nei Chiv Deraisa Klal, they don't have a Din Avos, and then they cannot be Maitzi at all. But Kaponim, you see from Tosis, very clear, and the halacha is, that a person in B'chiv only Midarabonon can be Maitzi someone who's Mukhiv Deraisa. So why does the Chodesh say that if you hold like the Rambam, Sovik Deraisa L'chumra is only Midarabonon, you cannot be Maitzi the next person who ate Badai? What's the problem? It's the only, especially according to his Abana, that the Mukhiv Mitam Badai, why can't you be Maitzi someone?
Since you are
Mukhiv, you
have to see that you make a
Brocha.
Why the issue doesn't have the
Arvus
since?
No, because Arvus only goes on the mitzvah of Yechayev. The Kirig is Mayachan, and the Shuvah to explain it. But this is Kashan Fichodesh. So why is Fichodesh saying if you hold Savik the right son of Chum is only with the bottom, like the Rambam, you cannot be Maitzi? What's the difference than every time a person is Chum with the bottom, you can be Maitzi with the right son? So in the Chari, you have to say, the Pichodesh held that Safik the right son of Chum with the bottom is Mitam Safik.
Right.
Mitam Safik. That chiv is only mitam sofik. Me, you cannot be moitzi. And if that's takav shah, it'll come out. I'm worried that the machlokes, the bichosh, and the kivega, the source of mamash hafchi, it's mamash the opposite. By sofik the reis l'chumah, mid the reis, the bichosh held us mitam badai, and the kivega held us mitam sofik. But by sofik the bonon, l'chumah mid the bonon, it comes out just the opposite. The bichosh almost now holds that mitam sofik. And the Kivege is being said that that might be mitam rabbi. So it'll come out on the Mamash Shochi, Mamash the opposite verse. It's a flip of a cheshbon, but it's very, it's a mayudig yisoyis de kavona in the whole inyanim of Tzavik de Eisel Chumra. And this yisoyis de kumachoy gus pichosh and kivege, it's good to explain in the next hitzman a little bit, but it's good to chazo a little bit. In COVID, Tzvi Yisoyma, I want to speak about, as we spoke about last year we were learning the Chus Kivege Simch of Tess, Bilama Beis, these four chuvas on Ksiba Kediba. Kivege has, and other friends speak about it, not only Tzvi Yisoyma, Nafkamina is by any mitzvah which is the Diba, Kiviyotze with Ksiba, with writing. They talk about, the Tumim talks about a Shvua, if a person writes a Shvua B'Ksab, is that the Shvua? Is it Ksiba Kediba? Shvua is normally repair. What if you do Ksiba? Maybe Krishma also, a person who writes Krishma, is the Yetzer. I don't think they speak about that. But might be Nafkamina. But the famous Nafkamina, for some reason, they all speak about a Tzvi Yisoyma. Maybe people writing a letter, today is Yom Chavtes Ba'oyma, where you Yetzer with Ksiba, it's Ksiba Kediba. And they bring rayas to it. I just want to be my rayah. I had a shikha. I think it's a big rayah. Might be a big rayah. I had a rayah this year. I was thinking from Pashas Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Pashas Yisrael, the Sukkim say in the beginning of the Pasha, when Yisrael heard about all the Nisim, Kriyas Yamsa, and the Klai Yisrael, he took Tzipporah, Eishas Moshe, and their children, and he said, we're going to Moshe Ben on Klai Yisrael, and go join Klai Yisrael, we're going to travel from Midian to the Midbar. Then the Pasuk says, Yemel Moshe, Ani Chesemcha Yisrael Bo Alecha. Yisrael said to Moshe, I am Yisrael, Yisrael, I'm coming to you. So Rashi and Raman, they bring down, there's a Mechutta, and it's other Midrashim also, that say that the Yemel Moshe doesn't mean Yisrael actually said to Moshe. One Mandama says that, he sent him a Shliach. He sent a Shliach to tell him that he's coming, and the other Mandama, the Mechutta says, He sent him a letter that he's coming. The Ramban explains the reason why the Mechilta doesn't learn Kapshuta game, the Yema means that they said to Moshe Kalpeh, they said to him, is because if he said to him, that would be after he arrived. And after he arrived, a person would not say, Ani Chesenchi Yisrael, I'm Yisrael Yisrael. You wouldn't have to say that. Moshe Rabbeinu would see him, he would recognize him. It's his Shvet, it's his father-in-law, it's his family, he would recognize him. When Loshen the Pasuk about it, they said, "Vayema Anicha Simcha Yisrael." It's mashman they not tell him in person. If he said it from far, it would be possible to hear him. There were no telephones in those days. Today you could pick up a phone and say Anicha Simcha Yisrael, but in those days he could not say it. So obviously he sent a shliach, either a letter or a shliach. And what was the purpose of sending a letter or a shliach? I think Pashim and Animus, they're cherets. You don't just appear out of the blue. You let the person know that you're coming beforehand. As the Chazal say, you don't even walk into a father and a husband doesn't just walk into a house when his family is there. You're supposed to knock first. You knock and walk in. You have to wait for them to open. But let people know you're coming. You just walk into a room. You give them a little clap. You give them a little knock. So people know the same thing. You don't just appear. He sent the shliach. A shliach is able to go quicker than Yisri and his family, as the Pasuk says in Pasha Yishlach. Yaakov Dina told Esav, the Russia, that he's traveling with children. They go slower. But from that was the Indian. He sent the shliach. The Ramban says he likes more the pshat that it was an igeris, that it was a letter. He said because if it was a shliach, then the lashon of the pasuk is bissel shver. The shliach would not say ani chesemcha yisrael bo alecha. He would say I am yisrael. What does that mean? The yerma, who's the yerma? According to pshat, the shliach was saying ani chesemcha, I am yisrael. The shliach would not say that. Zayin zok Ramban. If it was a letter, if it was a shliach, the shliach would say chesemcha yisrael bo alecha. Your father-in-law Yisrael is coming to you. That's what it
is.
The Ramban. So
why is
from what? From what?
He
said,
why is it from what? He said, why is it from what?
Is coming or came, you know. Well, that's really what he says.
He
wouldn't have said any chesenso because he'd recognize him. The Ramban says,
I'm coming to you.
But now the Ramban likes the pshat that it was a nigeris because it was bothering him. What's that nichesemcha? But if it's a nigeris, that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in nigeris, nichesemcha. But upon him, I was just wanted to be married. According to one mandam in the Mechilta, and the Rashi gathered only brings down the pshat of shliach. Interesting. Rashi doesn't bring down the pshat of nigeris at all. Rashi just brings down to the Yema El Moshe Shomach Shliach. He sends a shliach. That's what Rashi brings down one mandam. He doesn't even read down the mandam of Igeris. And the Ramban likes Fakir. The Ramban likes the mandam of Igeris. But according to the mandam of Shomach Igeris, the Chari, you see from here that the Yema in the Torah can refer to Ksiva. Vayema in Lashon HaKodesh, I'm sure it's exact, the Pesukim not sure exact, Vayema could refer to, he did not say anything, he just wrote a letter. The Chayyim arrived from here, that's Ziva Kediva. Right? I mean, I was bothering me why no one brings down this Raya, the Kedegan, no one brings down this Raya, and Chayyim is arrived from this Pesuk, that Vayema means Ksiva, that's what it means, and if you're right, Ziva Kediva. It's Ken Zayn that this Gufa is the Machloikis Tanoim. The reason why the other man learned Shachle Shliach, even though it's Shver, the way the man is asking, if it was Shachle Shliach, what's the word Ani? Why would he say Ani Chesemcha? But Shachle Shliach, it should be just saying Chesemcha Boilecha. But it could be it was bothering that man, he didn't want to say it's Igeres, because then the word Yemer doesn't fit. Yemer does not apply to Ksiva. But if I can't, that other man holds, and Rashi holds like that, Rashi and that man will hold that Ksiva is Lakadiva. That's why they had to be Mavchik and say Yemer means a Shliach. According to the other Malam and the Mechilta, and the Midrashim, and according to the to Ramban, Chayyus took away from here. Ziva Kediva. Another Indian in this week said the Pashas Ema. The secret is the Sukkim say the Issa of Kahanim to Metame, and also the Bchal the whole Issa of Tumas Nes. There's a Shtuk of Chinuch, and I said a few things, but the Chinuch Shtelz of Chanakasha. Why do we find that the Torah was metame, a mess, that it was such a tumah chamura, she'ein l'may l'haymena, that a mess is a v'yavayis a tumah, the rest of the tumah, like, what's the episode of mess should be so tummy? And he doesn't explain the kasha, but I was thinking, maybe part of the kasha is, either we find the Torah is so makbid on kavod ha'meisim. If we find the Torah saying, we didn't tell you, a mess mitzvah is derech al mitzvah in the Torah, even mitzvah say, v'kavim pesach, which is chayav karas. You have such an important mitzvah, there's only two mitzvahs in the Torah which are chayav karas. One of them is called pesach, and a person has a choice. He has in front of him a mess mitzvah to take care of, and he has his kavim pesach. You give up your kavim pesach, and you take care of the mess mitzvah. The Torah was so much going to cover the mess, and then either the Torah was mekami a mess so much, what's pshat on that? So the chinuch, you have to see the lashon inside, but he says in Merdek Avot, I think, he says that the Indian is, Kibi parad meyonga to the seichel. B'shas petira, and the person is nifta. The person is like we spoke about one time, moka from two parts, the neshama and the guf. At this time, when we separate the neshama from the guf, is the time that we realize that the guf really caused all the problems. The guf is what has the taivis, and all the chatoyim that the person did was all because of this guf. If it would have been the neshama alone, it would have been perfect. Nothing would have happened. This guf caused all the chatoyim. As a minute, that's the reason why we're metame, why Torah is metame the guf. To show, the person should know what his guf is. He should be careful, he should be aware of it. This guf is a zach which, when it's on its own, it will be tummy aviyah by satumah. So the person should be careful with his taivis. And the chinuch brings a murder gerayah to it. He brings a gerayah. The shami says in brachos, per gimel chavhanot, kishemes rebi omu ein kahuna yom. When rebi was nifta, they said there's no kahuna today. Shami shami is that when rebi was nifta, kahanim were metame. Because Rebbe was not metame. Kahanim were able to mishtat in Lombaya, they would touch the iron, they would carry the iron, they went into the building with the iron. And there's a famous Tosfos in Ksuvos, Dafka Gilmol Mabei, the Ramas Loisai, Tosfos brings down to Ben Chaim Kohen, who's one of the Balei Tosfos, who was a Kohen himself. Ben Chaim Kohen said, if I would have been by the Lombaya of Ben Tam, I would have been metame. Because the same thing, Ben Tam was a Tzadik Gomel, like Rebbe, and he was not metame. The Balei Tosfos were B'meshach a few days, and Rebbe Tam was one of the earlier Balei Tosfos, and Rebbe Chaim Kohen maybe was one of the later ones, maybe he wasn't around by the Rebbe Tam Zavaya, but he said, if I would have been by Rebbe Tam Zavaya, even though I'm a Kohen, I would have touched the iron, carried the iron, went into the building, went to the oil with the iron. Because Rebbe Tam was not metame. The Shabbat Tzum, I think by a certain Rebbe, the Chassidim wanted to be metame based on this. They said their Rebbe is also a Tzadik Gomel. But the Rumai said about Yitzchak Nishazai Hashem. It was only Rebbe in Tam and only Rebbe, even from Tanoim, it was only Rebbe. Okay. But the point of the Chiddush wants to say, the Pshat is, you see, right, when you have a Tzadik Goma, a person who never did any Averis, the Guf is Takana Matame. So it's right, so he wants to say, the whole reason for Tumas HaGuf is because the guf is what causes the problems, causes the chatoyim. But in echname, if you find a guf and never did an aveir, it's akwa not be metame. So maitik chinuch.